Praise the Lord. He's been waiting on that all week too. Amen. Somebody else. Come on, preacher. Come mind the Lord. God, you fill him up and help him.
Bless your heart. I need to turn that on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. Hebrews, chapter number 11. And what a blessing it is to be out in the house of the Lord. And I tell you, I mean, just absolutely just a ball of nerves this evening. And I need the Lord's help. I need your prayers.
Yes, sir, brother.
And I appreciate everything been said and done already. Appreciate what I've heard and what I've felt. Appreciate the good singing from the choir. And every single night, the choir's just always just stirred my spirit.
Hey.
Not everywhere you go, you get to hear good singing like that. And I just praise God for it.
Hey.
Verse number 31 is the only verse I want to read this evening. And we certainly desire your prayers that the Lord help us this evening to get right where the Lord wants us to be. The Bible said in verse number 31 of Hebrews chapter number 11, the Bible said, by faith, the harlot, Rahab, perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. You can be seated. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, oh, what a privilege, God, it is to open up the blessed pages of the Word of God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for these beautiful scriptures, God, that you've laid on our heart. Oh, God, I need you this evening, God, more now than ever. God, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, God, to stand behind the sacred desk one more time. Father, I pray, God, that you'd help me, Lord. God, put me in that special place. God, give me that unction and utterance, God, that man cannot preach without. Father, I pray, God, that you'd breathe on us that Holy Ghost fire, God, that we so desperately need. Help us, Lord, to preach like a dying man, God, to dying men and women. Father, I pray, God, for that one that's closest to hell this evening. Father, I pray, God, that you'd speak to their heart. Awaken sinners to their need of you. Draw them, Lord, with your cords of love to an altar of repentance where they can be saved. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation, God, of my soul. Thank you, Lord, for loving me, God, whenever I was unlovable. Thank you, Lord, for being hope whenever I was hopeless. Thank you, Lord, for being help whenever I was helpless. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd help us, Lord, to stay real close to the text. God, I pray, Lord, that you put us there. And God, in that very special place, God, that man cannot preach without. Use us, Lord, for your honor and your glory. Help us to leave here better than what we've come. In the lovely name of Jesus, we beg and ask, amen and amen. I tell you, as the brother got up and testified about, I believe, 1992 or 93, I just want to testify and just thank God for March the 3rd of 1996, when the Lord saved my soul. And in this blessed passage of scripture here, I mean, we see all the faith that the people of God had in the Word of God. And boy, I doubt my name would ever be mentioned here concerning myself. But all these men, I mean, you can go on and read. And the Bible said in verse number 38, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. And we read to you this evening concerning the Bible said here in verse number 31. It's very odd how the Bible says that they was a harlot by the name of Rahab. She perished not with them that believed not. But the Bible said when she had received the spies with peace. Amen. Hey, listen, if the Lord would help me, I want to preach tonight concerning that scarlet thread that Miss Rahab put in the window. And just by way of introduction, I read something several years ago concerning this. And I was absolutely mesmerized. I listened to me. I was mesmerized. You listen, in the Bible, it mentions the word worm. And it talks about the word worm. How the Bible Bible said in hell, the fire is not quenched. Amen. The worm in hell. Listen to me. And as we think about in Psalms 22, that messianic psalm, listen, it tells about the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ over 1,000 years before he ever come and die. Listen, in verse number 6, the Bible said that he said, I am a worm, and in the word of God, and I'm not very good when it comes to Hebrew and Greek and all those things, but there's a translation there, and all throughout the Bible, the word rima, which means just an ordinary worm. Oh, but over there in the book of Psalms, it is a word of taloth. I believe that's how you pronounce it. And it represents this. Listen, when you think about that scarlet thread in the window, they had to have a way to die. Amen. To get that red color. Amen. All throughout the word of God. Amen. When you read about the word scarlet, amen, and crimson, it all points back to the blood of Jesus. And in Psalms 22, in verse number 6, it's a lot different than every other time. It represents a crimson worm. Amen. Listen to me. And I had no idea. Amen. Whenever I begin to read about that thing, and it's only found over there in Israel, and how that worm, whenever she would get ready to go, and she would have babies, she would go up, and then she would make the long trip up the tree. And listen, amen, she would fasten herself right before she was getting ready to have them babies. She would fasten them up on that tree. And it says, amen, that when she would have those babies, amen, they would be born, and they was white as snow. Hey, listen to me. And this is what it said. It said that after those babies were born, for 3 days, those babies, amen, listen, those babies, they fed off of her. Amen. And she died after those 3 days. And listen, and after she died, this is what it said that it did. It said that that mother worm, that crimson worm, it would begin to excrete, amen, that red dye from her body. And it would be able to paint all those little baby worms. Amen. And they would become crimson worms. Hey, listen to me. And after 3 days later, listen, she would fall off there, and she would turn white as snow. Hey, listen to me. She would turn white as snow, and her tail would tuck up under that shell in a shape like a horn. Hey, listen to me. Amen. I begin to think about that blessed scripture over there in Isaiah chapter number 1, in verse number 18. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as wool. Oh, what a blessed picture in the word of God. Listen, Brother Kevin was talking about that beautiful painting of the sky. What a blessed picture right there in the word of God. I tell you, that makes me think about how our blessed Savior went up that hill. Amen. Listen to me, carrying the cross. Hey, listen. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. And he got up there, and they fastened him on that. And that big Roman soldier pierced his side. And the Bible said, forthwith there came blood and water. Oh, praise God, praise God. I'm glad there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, where sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing. nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh my goodness, as we endeavor to preach this evening, my mind and my heart, I cannot help but think about the scarlet thread. Amen. Listen, that flows throughout this Bible. I mean, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Amen. It's a scarlet thread. Amen. And it's entwined all through there. Amen. In Revelation 13, verse number 8, the Bible said he was as a lamb slain for the foundation of the world. In Genesis chapter number 3, when Adam and Eve, they had committed that sin, and they knew they were naked. Do you know what they did? They tried and the best they could to cover up their sin by man-made way through fig leaves. But that was not able to cover their sin. At least in the Bible said that God made a sacrifice. Amen. Blood had to be shed. Hey, listen to me. Hebrews 9 and 22 said, for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. And he made us a coat out of skin and covered their nakedness. Oh, I'm reminded over there in the book of Revelation chapter number 5, whenever they looked in heaven, amen, under in earth and under the earth, and the Bible said that John wept much because he couldn't find one worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof. But then the Bible said, he said, behold, John, he said, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. Amen. Glory to God tonight. And then he looked again and he said, a lamb was slain. Amen. And once he saw a lion, and next thing he saw a lamb. It's always been about the blood. Brother Kevin got in the garden tonight. You turn over there to Genesis chapter number 15. And God told Abraham they was making a blood covenant. And it was a blood covenant. Amen. I'm telling you, it's scarlet and it's crimson from Genesis to Revelation. And he said, I want you to take a heifer and a she-goat, a turtle dove and a pigeon. And we're going to go up there and we're going to offer it. Hey, listen to me. You know what he said? God said to Abraham, he said, I am your shield and I am your exceeding great reward. Well, glory tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's my shield and my reward. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to me. You turn over there to the book of Revelation and you read over there in chapter number 7, I believe it is, where the Bible said that one of the elders said, who are these? He said, these are they that have come up out of great tribulation. And he said, they've washed their robes and they are made white by the blood of the Lamb. That scarlet thread, it's a weaving. You go to Genesis chapter number 22. And upon Mount Moriah, there is God the Father, Abraham taking up his only begotten son Isaac upon the mountain. Isaac looks and he said, Father, we've got the wood, we've got the fire. Where is the sacrifice? And Abraham looked at him and he said, son, my God will provide a lamb. Over there in Revelation chapter number 12, in verse number 11, the Bible said this is how you overcome Satan. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Look with me in Joshua chapter number 2. We see over there in Rahab the harlot. We see her life here. The Bible begins to tell us of her desperation in Jericho. I want you to notice her carnal profession. She had a very carnal profession. The Bible said that she was a harlot. Amen. Amen. Listen, I don't have to explain that. But listen, she used her body in ways that it was not meant to be used. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying now. And the Bible said, not only, see, we think, well, we look down at somebody like that, but we wasn't no different than Rahab the harlot. Amen, amen. We were all sinners, amen. Every one of us was born in sin. The Bible said, for all have sinned. Who does that leave out tonight? Amen. We were all sinners by nature, sinners by practice, and sinners by choice. And we ain't got no business, amen, looking down on somebody whenever they're living in sin. We was the exact same way. We'll snob up our nose and we'll look down at them and we'll forget about that's what we used to be. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Not only was we had that carnal profession. I mean, she was desperate down in Jericho. Hey, listen to me. Jericho was a very cursed city. Amen. Hey, listen to me. It was cursed. And listen, it was full of paganism. There was corrupt paganism all throughout that city. And old Rahab, you know what she would do? She would go down there to the temple. And listen to me. She would worship God. Amen. Little G God. She would go down there and worship. Hey, listen to me. They would use prostitutes in the temple to worship down there. Hey, listen to me now. God wasn't a million miles from that place. And I'm sad to report to you, but there's a lot of churches that God ain't a million miles in. Oh, yes. Amen. Listen to me. They were down there in Jericho. It was corrupt. Amen. Listen to me. That's all she knew. Hey, you know what? Nowadays, America has turned into a pagan nation. We have become a pagan nation. Amen. We can't decide who we're going to worship. We're like Elijah up on Mount Carmel. Amen. Listen, choose you this day, Joshua said. Amen. Listen to me. One day we want to serve God. The next day we're against God. Amen. Listen to me. You better figure out whose side you're on tonight. I'm glad I'm on the winning side tonight. It was a condemned place. Listen to what I'm saying. Jericho, I mean, it was desperation times. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And I listen to what I'm about to say. We are living in very desperate times. Listen to what I'm saying. I remember whenever I was a sinner and I realized I was lost. I was condemned. The Bible said he came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth not, amen, is condemned already. Amen. Amen. Listen to me, whether you believe it or not, we're just like in Jericho. We are living in a condemned place. Amen. And every one of us in here tonight are living on borrowed time down here. Amen. If you're lost tonight, amen, the Lord's soon going to destroy this place. Amen. Amen. Just like the preacher quoted 2 Peter last night. And the elements are going to dissolve. Amen. Listen to me. Fire's going to fall. Amen. This place is condemned. Rahab was in desperation mode. Oh, listen to me. If you're lost tonight, you better get in desperation mode. Oh, hey, I want you to look with me in your Bible, chapter 2, around verse number 8. She began to declare some things, amen. Hey, listen to me. Amen, listen, I can't remember. It's in the book of Psalms, and I think it's amazing how the Lord works. Hey, Psalms 18, maybe verse number 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. Amen, the preacher mentioned about that this evening. Look here, I'm not even there. Over there in Joshua chapter 2, verse number 8, she began to declare some things. She said, and before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you this land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. The next verse, for we have heard. You have heard how the Lord, amen, is able to do all these things. You've heard what the Lord's able to do. Hey, listen, she made a declaration about Jehovah. Amen. You, when you get in desperation mode, you need to declare and run to Jesus and say, God, I'm lost. I don't want to go to hell. Listen to me this evening. Listen to me. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea. For when you came out of Egypt, what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, look at this declaration. He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Amen. Oh, she made a declaration about Jehovah. What'd she say? She began to tell about the wrath of God. Your terror has fallen on us. Amen. Listen to me, lost person. Hear me tonight. Amen. The terror of God, the wrath of God, the judgment of God is coming to you and your life. Oh, you better run. Oh, you better run to the refuge tonight. Oh, listen. Listen to me. You better run. You better flee as quick as you can. Amen. The Bible said, David said, over there in 1 Samuel chapter number, I believe 27. I believe he said, I shall now speedily escape into the land of Gath. Why in the world did David need to go to Gath? Because that's where he destroyed Goliath the giant. That's where the devil was from. And he said, I've got to go to where the devil ain't. You know where you got to run to? You got to run to Calvary, where the Lord took the sword, amen, from the devil and defeated him that had power over death, hell, and the grave. Listen to me. That declaration, she made a declaration about the wrath of God. The Bible said, Hebrews 10:31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Oh, hear me. I'm telling you, you that are there, that's lost, you're in desperation. I'm telling you, the preacher can't help you. Hey, listen to me. The deacons can't help you. Only God can help you. You know what Rahab realized? Rahab realized that only God was able to help her. She said, my life for your life. Glory to God. You know what? That's what I said to God. I said, listen, just like that little feller that David found that the enemy left behind. He said, whatever you do, don't kill me. Amen. And don't give me back to my old master. Amen. I'm glad I got a brand new life in Jesus Christ tonight. Hey, listen to me. She made a declaration about the wrath of God. Oh, you know what the Bible never does say about heaven? The Bible never does say anything that heaven's getting any bigger. Amen. It's a four square city around 1,500 miles in every direction. Hey, listen to me now. But the Bible says in Isaiah 5 and verse 14 that hell hath enlarged herself. She'd opened her mouth without measure. Amen. Listen to me. I don't want anybody to die and go to hell tonight. I don't want you to die and go to hell tonight. Oh, but you better get desperate tonight. And you better realize where you're going. You're living on limited time tonight. Hey, listen to me tonight. Hell's an awful place. And you don't want to go there. Where the worm dieth not. And the fire's never quenched. Oh, it's getting hotter and hotter. Opening her mouth. Oh, listen, whenever I was dangling by a thread, I'm glad I called out to Jesus and he heard my cry. You better cry out to Jesus tonight. Oh, just like that little boy did. You know what Rahab did? She said, "We've heard about the wrath of God." Then she said, "We've heard about the power of God. We heard about how you dried up this and how you did that and you overcome Sihon and Og." And she said, "Our hearts did melt." Listen to me, Jericho, everybody in Jericho heard what God was able to do. Oh, but Rahab, you know what the difference was? She repented of her sin. And listen, she said, "My life for yours." And listen, and she said, "I'll hide you." He said, "But save me too." Amen. The power of God tonight. Oh, the power of God. Job said, I'm pretty sure Job said this around the 25th, 26th chapter, that he hangeth the earth on nothing. I mean, he created everything that we see. He created the heavens and the earth. And you know, there's evolutionists. They say that he did not create it, that we evolved. Listen to me tonight. The evolutionists, this is what they say. They say, well, we was once a tadpole swimming in the beginning, and then we were a frog with a little tail. Hey, listen to me. And now we're a monkey up in a tree, and the next thing you know, you're a professor with a PhD. Hey, listen to me. That's what evolutionists say. Oh, but God, he created everything. Oh, hear me tonight. Hear me. Listen to what I'm saying this evening. S.M. Lockridge, this is what he said. And they asked S.M. Lockridge, "Where did God come from?" And he said, "Well, God come from nowhere." He said, "God come from nowhere." And he said, "What do you mean?" He said, "He didn't have anywhere to come from." He said, "There was nowhere to come from." He said, "And God, when he come from nowhere, he stood on absolutely nothing." And he said, "There was nowhere to stand." And he said, "When God was standing on nothing and he came from nowhere, listen, he reached out and there was nowhere to reach and there was nothing to hold on to. But God reached out and he grabbed a hold of something." And listen, and this is what he said. He said he grabbed a hold of the hammer of his will and he struck the anvil of his omnipotence and sparks flew. And this is what S.M. Lockridge said. He said, and he caught the sparks in his fingertips and he flung them up in the sky. I tell you, that's a good way to put it. And he bedecked the heavens with the stars in the sky. Amen. That's the power of my God tonight. Created everything. He created you. He knew you before you was ever born. He said, he told Jeremiah, he said, when you was in the womb, he said, "I knew thee." Oh, he made a way for you. Rahab, listen to me. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation tonight? Rahab down there in that condemned place, how in the world was she going to escape if she neglected Jesus? Hey, listen, they come down there, and you know what she did? Amen, listen, that was a condemned place. Oh, she went down there. Oh, hear me. And she declared God, and then she declared of his mercy. So listen to me. Oh, I'm telling you, the mercy of God, the Bible said in Lamentations, it is of the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed, and his compassions fail not. Oh, hear me. I believe this with everything in me. Oh, listen to me tonight. This could be your last chance. This could be our last service that we ever are in the house of God. Oh, if I was you, I'd run to an old-fashioned altar. I wouldn't wait on an invitation. Oh, hear me tonight. She began to declare God. And then you know what? Lastly, she did. She began to demonstrate Jesus. And she got that scarlet thread. And she let them down by the scarlet thread. Oh, all through the Bible, that scarlet and that crimson, it represents the blood of Jesus. Hear me tonight. Know ye not that you're not redeemed with silver and gold of corruptible things, but with the precious blood. I'm telling you, it takes the blood tonight. Hear me well. It takes the blood. Oh, I'm telling you, she demonstrated it by the rope that was in the window. And she led them down by that scarlet thread. And they said to her, now, you bind the scarlet thread in the window. The same way that you saved us is the same way that you and your family's going to be saved. And do you know what I believe from that day forward, Brother Kevin Sexton? I believe from that day forward, whenever they left her and they quit looking for the spies, she went out, began to tell her family, you better gather into my house. Oh, listen to me, church. Listen to me. It's high time that we gather them in. Amen. Oh, what did Jesus say? He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I gather you together as a hen doth her brood, but you would not. Oh, if you knew that tonight, if this was the last revival, oh, you know what we'd do, Nathaniel? We'd go out and we'd gather them in, just like over there in the miracle. Go out and gather all the empty vessels that they may be filled. That's what the Lord wants to do. He wants to fill your heart up tonight. Save your soul. Listen to me. The rope in the window. The repentance in her walk. Rahab walked different after that day. She was no longer Rahab the harlot. She was Rahab the saint of God. Ain't you glad for the day whenever you cried out what David say in Psalm 40? I cried out to the Lord and He inclined His ear to me. He brought me up out of that horrible pit. Listen to me. Put a new song in His mouth. Oh, hear me. There was repentance in her walk. Her whole life changed after that day. Listen to me. You know what the most amazing thing about this whole story is the redemption of her womb. If you cut this book open, it bleeds from Genesis to Revelation. Jesus Christ in every single book, every single chapter, every single verse, it bleeds. It's a person. But the most amazing thing is how all the people said there was no way anything good could come out of her. And when God does something, Brother Delmer, He don't just remodel or renovate. He makes it all new. And this little lady right here, in four generations, God was going to use her womb. And out of her womb, only God could do this. Only God could do this. Out of her womb, put in the direct line to Jesus Christ. And in Matthew chapter 1, the King book, that was written mainly to the Jews to let them know that Jesus was a king. Right there in verse number 5 or 6, Rahab. Harlots not mentioned. Glory to God. Ain't you glad for the change? You know what God did? God radically changed her life. You know what God wants to do for you and your family? He wants to radically change your life. Brother Kevin, come on. Somebody maybe come to the pen and get us home.